The power of manifesting. When dreams start listening. Have you all ever thought about something again and again, and then suddenly it happened? Maybe you thought, I really want to win that race. Or you thought, I want to travel this year. And boom, life said, okay, here we go. Was it luck? Was it coincidence? Or was it something called manifesting? Today, we are going to talk about the power of manifesting. How your thoughts, your belief, and your actions can slowly turn dreams into reality. So, sit back, relax, maybe grab a smile or two, because this story is about you and your power. What is manifesting? Manifesting means thinking clearly about what you want, believing that it is possible, doing small things to move towards it. No magic wand, no secret spell, no whispering to the moon at midnight. Just your thoughts, your belief, your action. Just think of your mind like a GPS. If you tell it, I am going nowhere, it gets confused. But if you say, I want to do this way, it starts guiding you step by step. You all might be thinking why your thoughts matter so much. Your brain listens to you all the time. Yes, all the time. When you say, I am bad at this, your brain believes it. When you say, I am learning and improving, your brain says, all right, let's do this. So be careful of how you talk to yourself. Your words are like instructions. Let's understand the power of manifesting with real life examples. First, let's travel to the United States of America. There once a boy who loved basketball more than anything. He was short. People laughed and said, you are too small. You'll never make it. But every night, the boy imagined himself jumping high, scoring points, hearing people cheer. He practiced daily, even when he failed. That boy grew up to be Michael Jordan, one of the greatest basketball players ever. He didn't start by winning. He started by believing. Now, let's come closer to our homeland, our India. Let's start talking about a very special person from India. A man who proved that kindness, courage, and belief are just as powerful as money. His name is Sir Ratan Tata. As a child, Sir Ratan Tata was very shy. He was often lonely, and many people did not expect great things from him. But inside his heart, he carried a quiet dream. He imagined building strong Indian companies, creating products for common people, not just the rich, making India respected across the world. Even when people doubted him, Sir Ratan Tata kept telling himself, "I will do what is right, even if it is difficult." When he grew up and became the leader of the Tata Group, he faced many challenges. Some decisions failed. Some people laughed at his ideas, but he didn't stop believing. He imagined an India where families could afford a car, businesses cared about people, not just profits. Success walked hand in hand with honesty. That belief led to ideas like Tata Nano, built to help middle-class families dream bigger. Today, Sir Ratan Tata is respected even when he is not present in the world among us. He is still remembered as role model for values, humility, and vision. Well, did he manifest success? The answer is yes, he did. Even when no one believed in him, he did believe in himself, in his thoughts, and in his actions. There are many such examples across the world. But let's be very clear first. Manifesting is not lazy dreaming. It's like planting a seed. You must plant it, water it, give sunlight. Dreams grow the same way. Small steps matter. 10 minutes of practice, one kind action, one brave attempt. Manifesting is not about being perfect. It is also not about getting everything you want in one day. And it is definitely not about getting everything you want in one day. And it is definitely not about comparing your dreams with someone else. Manifesting is about becoming a little better version of yourself every day. When you wake up in the morning and say, "Today I will try," you are manifesting courage. When you fall down and still say, "I will get up again," you or manifesting strength. When you choose kindness, even when no one is watching, you are manifesting goodness. Sometimes your dreams will arrive exactly the way you imagine them, and sometimes they will arrive in a different but better form. And that's okay, because manifesting teaches us patience, it teaches us trust, and most importantly, it teaches us to believe in ourselves. You don't have to be best in the world. You just have to be your best self. So dream gently, work honestly, speak kindly to yourself, and never forget, when your heart believes, your actions follow, and your dreams begin to listen, and this way manifesting starts to work.